About 600 years before Christ, the path has been given by Buddha to his disciples, and they have passed it on, and now we have written versions which we can find everywhere on the internet, in books, and they are described pretty well and in depth, and they are meditated through, and in a way it's a path through our body, through the chakras of the body. And when you start with the right opinion, you are here in your crown chakra. When you start with the right decision making, you are here, the right thinking, you are here in the area of the forehead chakra. When you are busy with the right speech, yeah, you are working with this chakra of the larynx, which has to do how do we express what lives in us to others, or how do we listen. When we come to the right deed, we are busy with the heart chakra, how it can be connected with our deeds in connection to our surroundings. And then we go further, we start to try to develop our solar plexus chakra in order to, yeah, with the question, how can I connect really being an earthly being on life with a body with all its needs and worth, and being a spiritual being at the same time. And then we go on a little bit deeper to the sacral chakra, where we have this question, how can we foster our striving in a way that it serves us, ourselves, our development, and through our own development, others, that we really do it on an incarnated way, on a bodily way, on a loving way, to go with the community of human beings forward. And at last, with the right memory, the learning from life step, we arrive at the base chakra, where we reflect very much on what lives in us, what can we learn from life, and how do we bring it together with what lives in us, that our inner being develops in a way that what is offered to us through life can bear fruits. And the 8 steps is in a way bringing all together. The step is called the right meditation, the right mindfulness. Yeah, it's like when you look into music after 7 tones, you have the octave where everything lives in. And this row of the chakras, in a way, is a walk through also the planetary aspects, as the planets are around us in space. The crown chakra has a relationship to Saturn. The forehead chakra has a relationship to Jupiter. The larynx chakra has a relationship to Mars. If somebody's angry, he can make to you. I have experienced that. The heart chakra has a relationship to Sun. The solar plexus chakra has a relationship to Mercury. Yeah, the earthly intelligence in a way. The sacral chakra has a relationship to Venus, the loving force, and the base chakra has a relationship to Moon, yeah, the force of creating seeds for the future. There are different systems, that's clear. Astrologists, for example, would sometimes say this, the larynx chakra is connected to Mercury because it has to do with communication. And Mercury is the force of communication too. And there it's important to realize that there's not one system, the only one which is valid. But the worth is of a system that the system is consistent in itself and that you can find real relationships to what you observe. And then different systems can exist and be true at the same time. If you know why you do it this way and you have your system, it will work. Sometimes these different streams fight each other a little bit, but in a way have developed their own systems and both work. So the astrology system is still another one. And Rudolf Steiner actually has suggested that we should combine the Eightfold Path, the walk through the chakras, in a spatial way, related to our body, related to how the planets stand around the sun in the cosmos, with a time aspect, with the days of the week. And he said, start the first exercise, the right opinion, on Saturday. Do it on Saturday. Do the second exercise, or feel its connection, to Sunday, the third one to Monday, and so on. To the spatial aspect, he wanted to add the aspect of time. And what's behind the days of the week? There again you have planetary forces. Saturday is Saturn. Sunday is Sun. Monday is Moon. Tuesday is Mars. Wednesday, Mercury, is Mercury. Thursday is Jupiter. And Friday, the seventh step, is Venus, Freya's day. And with this aspects of the days of the week and the planetary forces, you can connect the concept of evolution. And in esoteric traditions, when you speak about old Saturn, old Sun, where the life forces come about, old Moon, and then the Earth and the Mercury, aspect of evolution where we are living in, and then the future aspects come with Jupiter and Venus. So we have, in a way, when we now deal with the Eightfold Path through Eurythmy, we will use the days of the week, the planets behind them, to find out which gestures can be used to deepen it. And it's surprisingly efficient to take these vowels which are connected to the planets. So when we work on the first step of the path, on the right opinion, we will work with U, the Saturn force. When we work on the right judgment, the right thinking, we will work with the Ao, which is related to the Sun forces. When we work on the larynx chakra, which the Monday aspect, then we have the Moon, the I. When we work on the heart aspect, then we have also the Mars aspect, which is connected with the E. When you continue to go deeper, then to the solar plexus chakra, which is then the Mercury, then we have the E, the I, yeah? When we go deeper to the Jupiter, the aspect, we have the O, and we arrive at the base chakra with the Venus aspect, we have the R. That's how we suggest to explore the Eightfold Path through this series of webinars. Now let's look and start with the first exercise of the Eightfold Path. And I just take a piece of paper to read to you what I found in the internet or in books about what is this first step about. It's called the right knowledge. Right knowledge is the insight into the four noble truths of suffering, the origin of suffering, the eradication of suffering, and of the Noble Eightfold Path that leads to the eradication of suffering. Yeah? And in a broader sense, it looks into the cycle of birth and rebirth, which in a way is the cycle of suffering, and it has to do how can we overcome this and become human beings which stand above or in a free way in this constant circle, so that this constant circling starts to become less important or unimportant and can diminish and end. That's the goal, why we try to go together as human beings this path. Rudolf Steiner has now looked for words. How can we express these thoughts in detail through words which can be meditated also with the body? I will now speak the text one time for you. Afterwards, I invite Adele to speak the text and I will show you the movements. And afterwards, I invite you to join in and we go through the different steps together. Pay attention to your ideas, thoughts. Think only meaningful thoughts. In thinking, gradually learn that the essential and the non-essential, the eternal and the transitory, truth and mere opinion may be separated by yourself. When listening to others, try to become truly silent inwardly. All consent, and especially all negative judgments, criticism, rejection in thoughts and feelings should be abandoned. This is the so-called right opinion.